With the buzz surrounding the 2024 NFL Draft taking center stage in downtown Detroit, Windsor's business and tourism sectors are poised for an economic windfall, as well as hotels in our city are at capacity, a rare occurrence for any regular night in April. Anticipation mounts for the economic opportunities this three-day spectacle will bring. Joining us on the JR Morning Live line is the mayor of Windsor, Drew Dilkins. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Well, good morning to you all.
You know, it's evident that Windsor is playing a crucial role in the success of Detroit's bid for hosting the NFL draft. And it positioned our region as like this two-nation destination. This collaboration between Windsor and Detroit, you see it continuing to benefit the cities in the long term?
Oh, gosh, for sure. And we have celebrated our two-nation destination for well over a decade, probably about 15 years. And think of all of the events of the past, whether it was Super Bowl, whether it was WrestleMania, whether it's annual support of the Great Detroit Grand Prix on Belle Isle and now downtown, and all of the excitement that happens in Detroit. We love being part of that in the city of Windsor because we recognize that the location in which we live is just stronger because of the partnerships that we have and the proximity to Detroit.
Truly the best of both worlds, right?
When
you include Windsor in there. So for those of us, and maybe those that are in outlying areas that are within the sounds of our voice, say, well, I can't seem to find a hotel room close to the action. Well, what's your availability there, and what kind of shuttle services might you be providing to make it an easy thing? Because my swimming skills in this weather are not that strong.
Yeah, it's going to be a little chilly for that mile swim across the border, and we don't recommend it from a customs perspective either. But our hotel rooms are filling up very fast. All of the major hotels are full, so we're moving out a little further afield into the city now. And we have about 1,800 hotel rooms downtown. They're pretty much gone. So you'd be you'd be staying, you know, a few miles out of the core. And then with our transit service, we're the only location, guys, between the United States and Canada that have a regular running, typical transit service serving both sides of the border, back and forth to Canada and the United States. And so our Transit Windsor tunnel bus will be in full operation for the entire period of the draft, operating every 30 minutes. We've really upped the schedule every 30 minutes, bringing people back and forth. So if you can't find a room in Detroit and you want to stay in Windsor, we'd love to have you, and we can certainly find ways very efficiently to get you back and forth so you don't miss a minute of what's going on in Detroit for the draft.
Mayor, I know you're going to welcome Broncos fans, Jets fans, what have you, but are you really interested in what the Lions do at pick number 29?
Listen, people in Windsor, just because of proximity, we love the Detroit teams. Yes, there's always an affinity when you see a Maple Leaf, whether it's the Toronto Maple Leafs or if there's a, you know, something in the emblem of the Montreal Canadiens. There's always some affinity to that for a Canadian. But people in our area love our Detroit sports teams. We care about what's going on. You know, we lit up City Hall in Windsor, Honolulu Blue, for Detroit. We were really hoping they'd go even further than they did, but proud of how far they got. And there's lots of excitement. We're excited for Detroit to continue to build a strong team and bring home a Super Bowl, hopefully next year.
Mayor, the Anderson Economic Group forecasting a significant economic impact exceeding $160 million for downtown Detroit. What does Windsor stand to benefit economically from this NFL draft?
I haven't seen the math, Lloyd, done on that, but we just know without even computing the numbers, we know the value of having full hotels. The restaurateur is very happy. Of course, our major tourist attraction downtown being Caesars Windsor and all of the things that are going on there. And there's just a great buzz in the community, and we know it's a benefit to our side, and we even are participating. So on Saturday, we have an NFL-sanctioned event on the front lawn of City Hall where we're doing a football clinic for young kids. We've got some of our local folks who will be here, past NFL stars like Luke Wilson. And we're really excited in Windsor about the prospect of our hometown boy, Theo Johnson, being drafted early. And so he went to high school here in Windsor and then went off to college in the U.S., but we're all eyes are on Theo, and we hope for great things for him as well.
In terms of the visitors that you do you have any research? Are they coming in from other parts of Canada, or are they coming in from NFL cities here in the U.S.?
All over. They're coming in from all over the United States and Canada. So, the prospect of the city of Detroit hosting an event that is going to bring in around 400,000 people or more is just the spinoff of that is just incredible for every surrounding community, whether it's in Canada or in the United States. We all benefit. And that rising tide lifts all boats. And we've seen that with the prosperity happening in Detroit generally, the Renaissance downtown and everything that's being going, everything that's been happening with the revitalization. We feel that in Windsor, and we're really proud to see that happen and proud of the work that Mayor Duggan's been doing and the entire team behind making sure that events like this are pulled off successfully and safely. We look to you. We look to Detroit in many ways for some of the successes that you've seen and try to model and pattern some of those successes in our own city to deal with some of the challenges that we have. But we're really proud of our friends and neighbors in Detroit, and we love celebrating these big events with them each and every year.
How close is your police department, your police chief, working with Chief White over here in Detroit as far as making this a safe event?
All first responders on both sides of the border, there's been strong collaboration and connection, and so we work very well together. I know our police chief, Jason Belair, has been over and met with your folks very recently, as of last week, just to coordinate support for this event. And, you know, we need to make sure this is a safe event, that everyone has a very positive experience, and that's what people expect. And I'll tell you, that's one thing that Detroit has done so well. You know, watching some of the news clippings this morning, you know, leading up to this call, and you know, there was a question being asked by one of the reporters about, do you feel safe in Detroit? And I'll tell you, I feel very safe in Detroit, walking downtown now and moving around. It's just such a different feel from what it was in the past. You've done a great job. Chief White's done a great job, but we've been over and we've seen your real-time crime operations center, which is first class. And we're actually trying to model in a much smaller way, of course, because of the size of our city. We're trying to model our own real-time crime center based on what we've seen in Detroit, because it's so spectacular.
That's an incredible endorsement. Yeah. Do you what's next? As you've talked with Mayor Duggan and others, are there other things that you're setting your sights on, be it, you know, Final Fours, All-Star games, things like that?
We are always looking forward, and it can be, you know, some of these events are 5 and 6 years out. So the planning and the bid process starts very, very early. And so we're always looking at different events where there's a benefit on both sides of the border, whether it's hockey related and just pick a sport. I mean, there's some that make sense more than others. But we have a great collaboration with the Visit Detroit folks and our Tourism Windsor Essex Pelee Island folks. Very strong collaboration on that front. And when we say Two Nation Destination, it's not just it's a nice moniker, I guess, to say, but it's also something that we really value and really lean into, because we know when we can bring people to the city of Windsor, we are selling Detroit as part of that experience. And it's a reciprocal type of sales pitch, that when people are coming to Detroit and Visit Detroit selling your great city, you know, people are saying, well, what's going on across that border? I can see the lights, I can see the buildings, I can see some of the activity. Let's go over and check it out and get on that tunnel bus and see for ourselves. And so we really benefit being the two largest urban centers on either side of the U.S.-Canada border as close as we are. There's no other place in the United States and Canada, no other region that has the proximity like Windsor and Detroit does. And we felt the pain when the border was closed, you know, during COVID. Yeah. That was a very painful process for people on both sides of the border. And so that just spoke to the interconnection that we have at all levels, whether it's economic, whether it's the family level. We are deeply connected, and that you know, that goes back to the 1700s, and it's still strong today.
Mayor Drew Dilkins, Mayor of Windsor, we appreciate you being here this morning. And, you know, we love our sister city over there across the water, and continued success in what you're doing as well on a day-to-day basis.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing you at the draft.
All right, you as well. And coming up, there's a lawyer for one of the 16 Republican electors who signed that certificate falsely claiming Donald Trump had won the 2020 election. He said his client felt misled by the Trump campaign. We'll talk to Craig Mauger from the Detroit News about it coming up next at 6:49.